USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York City police are on the lookout for the attacker caught on video brutally beating a 65-year-old Asian woman who was on her way to church. The assailant pummeled her while she was on the ground. An individual described in reports as a security guard seemed unwilling to render aid to the woman and instead just simply closes the door after the attack. China's government on Tuesday passed a new law taking over Hong Kong's electoral system, which is designed to ensure only patriotic figures can run for positions of power. Critics argue the law effectively marks the end of democracy in the Asian financial hub as it gives the ruling Chinese Communist Party control of elections. Canada is suspending use of AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine for people under 55 due to concerns that the shot could cause blood clots. AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine has been put on hold throughout parts of Europe and has not yet received its emergency authorization from the United States. USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis after President Trump secured the border with Mexico. Everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Let's get a border crisis update with Dan Naraki.
New estimates from the Biden administration show the government is anticipating that the number of unaccompanied children illegally crossing the southern border will double next month. A report from the Wall Street Journal says the government is estimating that around 20,000 minors will make the crossing in April. That's up from the nearly 16,000 that have been apprehended this month. But local border officials say that the federal government has not come forward with a plan to help communities deal with the influx. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels tells Fox News that it seems like no one is listening to the concerns of local communities.
We're down here at the local level, state levels, dealing with the impact of a plan that we haven't even been privileged to. What I see is avoidance, denial. There's no more collaboration. It's not collective. There's no transparency. No one's listening. But I can tell you who's listening down here, and that's the communities, because we have to. We're dealing with the surge. We're dealing with the unaccompanied minors. We're dealing with the public safety aspect. And let's not forget, we're dealing with the health epidemic that we're dealing with on the border.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 2021 Major League Baseball season gets underway Thursday. MLB has set down protocol for players. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Major League Baseball has set a benchmark for lifting its COVID protocols for players. The league said Monday that when 85% of players and primary field staff get their full vaccination, it would lift restrictions, including requiring masks in the dugouts and bullpens. Vaccinated players would also be allowed to gather in indoor spaces without masks and would have more freedom to leave team hotels on road trips. MLB has not mandated vaccinations for its players and staff, but is strongly encouraging them to get the shots when they're eligible.
The first game of the season will have the Toronto Blue Jays at the New York Yankees, 1:05 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. NASCAR completed the dirt race at Bristol Monday with Joey Logano taking the checkered flag. Driver Denny Hamlin took third right behind Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Denny tells NASCAR the marbles up top were not his friend.
I really couldn't see a whole lot. I was kind of guessing, but I mean, I thought I just could, on that last restart, run the top end hard, but you know, they didn't prep it in between cautions like they did before, so it was just marbles up there. But proud of this whole FedEx Camry team. Man, I thought I had a shot there. I cut the 22, too many brakes there when he was cutting us off, and I just, you know, they had a little better car, it looked like, there in the long run. But proud of this whole team. Is, you know, we're third best again.
The Bristol race was the first dirt race for NASCAR Cup Series since 1970. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.